I have to say, I'm incredibly frustrated with Audioboo right now. I just filled up with diesel, and I've recorded a 5-minute Audioboo about plans of things that I'm concentrating on over the next couple of weeks. And while I was inside paying, my alarm went off, and it's either the snooze or the OK button that you press to stop the alarm. I came back and it's going off in the car. I clicked on OK, noticed that it was back at the front menu screen, and went back into Audioboo, and it's completely lost my boo, which is completely shit. I haven't got anything particularly against Audioboo. I think the community there is fantastic. I think the software is fantastic. This latest version, spinning the screen round and losing Audioboos, is just not acceptable, really. I don't know what I'm going to do. There is a couple of applications, Fire being one of the main ones, which is a field recorder, which can do bulk recordings. And it also works with the Blue Mikey, which I ordered last week, which should come at any time. So, I don't know. I guess I might start using that, because you can export the MP3s to SoundCloud. SoundCloud is, you know, a subscription-based thing, but at least you know that the API is solid and they support a very high level of MP3 encoding. And so MP3 also is supported everywhere else, which is awesome. And I think Audioboo's MP3s, I don't know why I'm saying that. And I'm thinking that maybe that might be the way to go. But I love Audioboo, but I think it might be better if I use something that I know I'm not going to lose the audio file. I've lost out on so many good interviews or so many snippets of news or audio gravities that I've lost purposely because either the phone's crashed. And I'm not saying that's Audioboo's fault. It might just be my phone. But it's happened a lot, and it's happened more since this new version, and it's happened a lot regularly compared to the ones that I did a long time ago. So I don't know if it's a bug in the software, I don't know if it's a bug with the system, I just don't know what it is. So that's annoying. I guess the hosted MP3s on SoundCloud can be some way imported, exported to the API on Audioboo. If that's possible, then that's great. That means I can record, know that I've got a backup on the phone, and at the same time also send one across to Audioboo as if I was using Audioboo anyway. So that's an option. You know, having multiple targets to send it to would be perfect. So what was I saying? In my last boo, I was talking about the fact that in the last couple of weeks I've been all over the place. I went to Germany for Coles Ice, and I've just come back from Denmark. And two things that stood out from that is I had a conversation, well, a couple of things for each. At Coles Ice, I met a lot of high-quality, top-profile bloggers who had been blogging for a year or 2 years and built up quite a niche blogging site, mainly mobile, maybe to do with Symbian, maybe to do with Nokia, mainly. And, you know, some of the figures that they were talking about, 15,000 subscribers, advertising paid by companies that want exclusivity with your site, so no faffing around with trying to get decent rates. They're fixed amounts of money that they're making every month, doing X amount of blog posts every day. This is stuff that I could do, very niche, very mobile, very sort of social media, and I think I could probably integrate it into my working media pipeline as it is. Pipeline being how much I spend time a day doing, making, producing media. Media to do with video, audio, textual. So yeah, that was one option. And then I started thinking about this Tourism 2.0 that we've been part of with Seasmonauts in Denmark. And I think that's got a real potential to be big in terms of what's possible with that, because it goes hand in hand with the responder stuff, with the app. You know, the integration, the distribution, the transcoding, it all sort of fits together. And then obviously there's Responder itself. I'd like to get that finished. I'd like to get white label versions of that. I'd like to be able to, you know, give that away to video bloggers and let them use it, let them dictate what the layout should look like, what they want to support. And so I need to cultivate that. Then there's the ammo box. And I know that this sounds like there's a lot of stuff that I could possibly tap into, but I don't want to focus on one area. One of the things that I've noticed working at Sleepy Dog over the last year is that by diversifying and tapping into different groups of people who are doing different things, you can get a bit bigger, broader view of the overall picture. And picture being, you know, the social connections into the tech or music or, you know, enterprise, business, how they're utilising it to make their own products. And it's been a bit weird because I've never had a contract for this length before. A contract normally for me is a month or 2 months or 3 months for a website or web develop. And originally the Sleepy Dog contract was for 9 months and ended up being 12. And, I can't thank Toby and his team and everybody else there for, you know, the time that they've allowed me to be there and see what goes on in the business. And it's fantastic. It does feel a bit weird because I've never had a contract that long without it being a job, so it's almost like losing the job. And I've been trying to work out over the last couple of weeks if it was a failing on my behalf, and I think it actually was. There was a lack of communication back and forth, but at the same time, I think I need to be cultivated in more. I think I need to be touch base with more, and I think rapidly prototyping things is really my forte. And you know, I can visualize something, I can do a basic layout of the design, if we need to send it to somebody else. I've got a great team now who can slice stuff up, we can prototype in PHP and Ruby, and so I've been sort of throwing all these ideas all over the place and seeing which ones stick. You know, I could go and work in a computer support role and do that quite well. But at the same time, I want to be able to be flexible with my daughter. I want to spend a lot of time with my daughter. And I really like Dave Buttermagnet's view on life in terms of being a freelancer and, you know, setting up for having a place abroad, even working abroad, or having enough contracts that you can work on from anywhere. The tourism stuff for the Denmark thing could be really, really good. And I just hope that something productive comes out of that. I had a really good time there. So yeah, lots of ideas, lots of things going around my head. I don't want that. I want to firm them up though. I don't want them just to be ideas, but I don't want to also at the same time concentrate on one thing too much. I don't want to, you know, be doing 10 or 15 blog posts a day about tech. And I can do that very well because I've been involved with tech for 15, 20 years. And I'm working with some great companies now who've got some great media products. From a mobile perspective, a mobile producer's perspective, which goes hand in hand with the ammo box. So I could probably put a major part of the ammo box as a blog and use it as a mobile maker's toolkit. I think I'm going to do that, and the Medium blog are going to be a social tech-based blog. And obviously concentrate on Audio Gravity. I'd like to do get back to Video Gravity. I'd also like to do HD video streaming, so there's a lot of connections that I'd like to make in Sweden in terms of getting, you know, leased rental space for two weekends a month. And just there's just so many options and choices. I don't know which one to concentrate on, but what I do know is that it's very hard to place what I can do and what I'm capable of, and I guess I need to find a company that I can tap into, or a group of people that I can tap into who can touch base with me regularly. They know what I'm capable of, and they can bring the best of that out of me, and allow me to be flexible. I think when I'm flexible, I start to breathe into roles, you know. Anyway, I'm just going to drive into town now and pick some bits and pieces up from Tesco's. I've just filled the car up. I'm going to drop the rental car off in about 20 minutes and then head home after getting some boots. I still need some walking, hiking boot things. I'm going to see if I can get some of those this morning. Monday morning, been up an hour and 45 minutes already, and on it today, proper on it. After these 2 weeks of all these things rolling around my mind, I just need to get them all put in order and just hit it. I think I'm ready now to start again in terms of finding my niche. And I'm looking forward to going to Amplified tomorrow, Amplified Midlands over in Birmingham. Shoot some media, do some interviews, grab some audio, that'd be great. I'm not sure how many people are turning up, but it's an easy trip for me. I can just jump on the train and be in Birmingham in 40-45 minutes. Right, that's 10 minutes. I just hope I don't lose this one, because that would be an epic fail of epic proportions that I would just switch and then never go back.